Good afternoon and welcome to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is your host, Elise Corey. She's the owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County. Hi, Elise. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Excellent. So we're going to talk about a couple things today, but let's start off with summer travel. We're right here at the start of summer, basically, and people are itching to go somewhere. If you haven't already planned travel for the summer, is there still time to do it?
Oh, there are still some great offers out there, especially if you're looking to do a cruise mm-hmm. or get away to Europe. There's still some great deals. The best part is a lot of the cruise lines are building more ships, so there's more space. So whether you're going with a family and you want a lot of activities mm-hmm. for the children, so happy children make happy parents and grandparents.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for that, that's still available. If you're looking for just the kids are in camp and you want a romantic getaway, there's still cruise ships that cater more to adults on a smaller that you could still get away and do mm-hmm. something. Mm-hmm. There's even space on some of the more active adventure style trips. If you're looking to do a walking or a biking or kayaking type of vacation, they're still there. You just might have to have a little bit of flexibility, mm-hmm. but I wouldn't wait too long because, look, it's already almost summer.
You know,
we just had New Year's, you know. So it seems to go by very fast.
It does, yeah. And having a travel agent on your side will help you find those things that are in your budget, that are in your interest, that match up with what you like to do. And you know some of the deals and ways, and you have all these connections that other people just don't have.
Well, I have two stories I can just tell you. I had two clients who were referred to me, and we put them in an entry-level room at a hotel, both in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was a run-of-the-house room, but I contacted my rep and asked them to VIP. One was on Maui, and the other one was on Lanai. The Maui person who was in the run of house looking at the parking lot or, or, you know, the tropical view, shall we call it, got upgraded to an oceanfront suite.
Whoa.
So now they're spoiled rotten.
Mm-hmm.
And now they said, oh my God, I have never had this experience before. And that's all because you're not just a confirmation number that we follow through. We contact our online reps. The other people who went to Lanai, it's two adults and a four-year-old, and hopefully making another baby on this trip. They went to Lanai, and they were also upgraded to an oceanfront. A lot of people book the entry level, and then they get so many overloaded on entry level that someone, you know, when I contact them, they know, oh, my person needs to be bumped up.
Wow.
Because someone's going to have to be moved to a different category. I make sure it's my people. My whole team makes sure we use our contacts. That's why we're virtuoso, because of the contacts that we make. So these people on the way home, first of all, they got this express delivery pickup from the airport by private limo that was complimentary to take
wow.
them to the hotel.
Nice.
Then they were upgraded, and the client is emailing me from the hotel saying, book next year.
Right.
I says, but I have to go to the entry-level oceanfront because now they've been spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully there's, like I said, hopefully there's another addition to the family by next year, but they're booking May of 19. And that's another thing that everyone needs to know. The best prices, people say, well, isn't there last minute space? And yeah, it does come up, but it's usually the leftover
mm-hmm.
or on a big, big, big resort or a big, big cruise ship, you get the leftovers, so to speak. And if you don't care where you are or what's going on, then go for it. But the thing is, the better time to book is in advance. You pick the cabin, the category, the prices normally will go up. as you get closer, and it's a selling. Right, it's right. a destination that's in demand. Everybody wants to do this. In fact, there are some world cruises for 2020. I have a client that wants to go from Tokyo and end in San Francisco. Every category is waitlisted.
For 2020?
For April 2020.
My goodness.
I put a waitlist on for her, priority waitlist. She's number 13 couple on the waitlist. So people book, they get the best value. And of course, as it gets closer and things open up and people cancel, the prices go up.
Right.
So in general, the last minute cruises will be on generally lower end cruises because they have 5,000 cabins. They have 6,000 cabins. They have 4,000, and everybody and their brother is going to this destination. So they might offer something, but you can't get the day of and the last minute anymore because you need to be, for security reasons.
Sure.
They have to have your legal information, your passport, everything. And they need to do background checks
right.
on who you are
right.
and where you come from.
Right.
So
one other thing I wanted to talk to you about is sort of this do-it-yourself travel kind of idea and things that can crop up that, wow, you didn't expect to see those things. Like, I can think of two examples. My mom, when we went on our trip to Europe, she tried to do it all herself, and we ended up having our hotel in Amsterdam, and our final place we were staying was canceled because they sent her an email and she wasn't getting her emails because of an issue with the credit card. She had to change credit cards, but she didn't get her email. So when the day before we were supposed to go to Amsterdam, we found this out. It was horrible. But if you have someone on your side who is a travel agent, who is keeping track of how things are going with you, you can solve those. But you spot those problems a mile away.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what we're there for.
Yeah.
I mean, we also put reminders and things to check. Did you follow through with your insurance
right.
to cover pre-existing conditions? We'll give ourselves reminders as when your final payment for your trip is due. And remind you that, oh, next Wednesday, you have to pay the final on your trip.
Right.
And we give you a reminder so you can get your cards in a row or say, well, use this credit card because it closes on this day as opposed to that credit card, which closes on that day.
Yeah.
And you can float your monies better, too. So we do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's important. This is your trip that you've saved your money for. This is important. You've planned. You've waited. You're excited. You're looking forward to the last thing. You want to find out is that something's wrong or something's
right.
canceled.
Yeah. And so it was a scramble and we, mm-hmm. I mean, we solved it, but what a stressor. And we were on vacation. We didn't want to have to worry
right.
about that.
Exactly. You know, we also do things like we get emails when there's an upgrade. You know, we can offer
oh.
your client an upgrade at a minimal price.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had two ladies who are actually leaving tomorrow. And I got an offer to upgrade them at a minimal price. So what I did, I didn't know what kind of gift, because we give gifts. We either give bottles of wine. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
we'll do limo transfers. I got an offer to upgrade them to a concierge level room for a minimal price. So I did it. They're more midship. They're still getting all their bells and whistles plus some. And it was a gift for me. They are floored. They said, oh my God, we've never traveled in this category before. But you know what? When you take care of people, they remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about how much can I make. It has nothing to do with that. And we're not looking at that. We want the experience to be so over the top that they can't believe it. They're just in awe.
Right. And you're building that relationship with your mm-hmm. clients, too. I mean, they come back to
yeah.
you and they say, you know what? Elise was there. Elise made sure that this was the kind of experience that was more than I expected.
They just wish. I mean,
yeah.
to hear this lady I've had for years go, oh, you know, like that was
yeah.
just the best feeling in
That's
the world.
So cool.
And we try. We want it to be special. We
mm-hmm.
want you to be, you know, how do I say, to your expectations be met and more than your expectation. You know,
mm-hmm.
we're just, that's what it's about. That's why travel agents are so important. We go the extra step. You're not a confirmation number. When you go to book your vacation, you are just not a confirmation number.
Mm-hmm.
We're able to help. We're able, you know, to get you things that you would normally never be able to afford. So another thing, when the summer's coming up and a lot of the kids are out of school, mm-hmm. just one thing, and I've said this before, bring your patience.
Right.
When you're going to have lines, this is supposedly one of the biggest traveling years there's been ever, but bring your patience. You're going to go through security checkpoints. Mm-hmm. Make it fun to yourself. Say, well, it's better than the alternative. Let them check you. I always volunteer. Can I go in the booth? And I want to see what's going on. I want to know, you know, that they're checking other people that way. I think it's better that you get checked. Even 2 or 3 checkpoints would be great in my mind. Yeah, it's a little of an inconvenience. Yes, you have to take your shoes off. Yes, you have to unpack. But think of the alternative.
Sure, of course. Yeah,
Getting angry, think about that before you get angry and realize you're going on vacation. So
right.
Be happy. Don't, you know, let the little things bother you.
Sure, sure. And you can, you know, use that time to either meditate or daydream or, you know, think up ideas about
vacation.
Exactly. Think of where else you want to go or imagine where all the people in line might be headed. That's kind of a fun thing to do, too.
Yeah, you look at people and it's great. You know, another thing that I do at the airport, which maybe other people do, too, but I'll get there earlier because I know I'm on time. I don't have to be stressed. I'll sit down and I'll make up stories about people walking by. And I'll say, that couple, they're not going to make it past this weekend, you know, or they've been married way too long. You know, it's like going into the restaurant and the people don't look at each other anymore. And they're just, or they're bickering all the time. You know, you can tell, but it's great to make up stories about people.
It's a lot of fun.
Using your imagination, which is healthy for you.
Sure. And I also like getting early to the airports because a lot of our airports have really good dining and cocktail options and things like that. So it's nice to be able to just relax, do your people watching, have a nice little meal so you don't have to worry about eating on the plane, which is also kind of bleh.
It's part of your vacation. It's
exactly.
Part of the experience from the beginning until the end. So, you know, airports, it is what it is.
Right.
So you choose to enjoy it and travel and make the most out of every second that you have when you're getting to the plane or on the bus, or just look at it in a positive light. You can always look at things in negative or positive. So look at the glasses always half full, even when things are bad. Just look at the benefit that you're able to travel.
Yes, and keep a good travel agent in your back pocket to make sure that if things don't go the right way, they can help you out. We are talking with Elise Corey, the owner of TravelWise. We'll be right back. It's Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO.
That's just love without a care.
Weather every 10 minutes mornings, every 30 minutes all the time on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM, KSRO.
For over 80 years, George Peterson Insurance has been protecting Northern California, helping businesses and individuals get the right coverage for their needs. George Peterson Insurance continues to grow their employer resources and services in the North Bay. So if you or your company needs personal insurance, business insurance, or help with employee benefits, George Peterson Insurance is committed to this promise. We've got your back. George Peterson Insurance Agency at gpins.com. License number 0603247.
Do you want to find the best deals in Sonoma County? Well, they're just a click away at mysonomadeals.com. There's always current deals on dining, family fun, and more for half price or even lower. Visit the KSRO homepage to check out this week's offer or go straight to mysonomadeals.com to start saving. That's mysonomadeals.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
That's just love without a care.
And welcome back to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is Elise Corey, the owner of TravelWise. Now, Elise and I were talking a little bit in the last segment about summer travel, and there are opportunities this summer still to book some fun trips, but we really encourage you to be planning for next year, for next summer, or for the holidays. Now's the time to be doing that. And so maybe there's a Christmas vacation. I am wearing actually a Halloween t-shirt, so maybe you want to go on a Halloween vacation. You can book those as well. But I think people should have this on their radar, our Shades of Ireland tour. This is actually over a holiday. It will be happening over St. Patrick's Day in 2019. We are going from March 9th through the 18th. It's a KSRO and TravelWise wonderful adventure in Ireland with Pat Carrigan. Oh my goodness, so much fun.
I know. How can you not help to have fun?
Right.
You'll be going with other KSRO listeners and going over St. Patty's Day in Ireland. Don't just wear green here. Go to where the green comes from. It's a fabulous trip. You're going to see quite a bit. You're going to have many experiences as well. You know, seeing sheepdogs, castles, whiskey tasting. I mean, it goes on and on and on.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's something about being in a place that has that kind of history that we don't have in the States. So seeing places that were built, you know, in the 1600s or before that just really is fantastic to be able to see the way history and today interact. It's pretty,
you know, you can watch a lot. You can watch a lot of things on TV and learn about a lot of things and say, oh, here's Ireland. I've seen that. But when you travel to a destination, you can smell, you can touch, you can see things that are not shown on camera that you might have missed. I take pictures of flowers and foliage everywhere I go. There's more of those than there are people sometimes, but it's different. It's a passion that we have. There's always something. Maybe you're a closet artist or you haven't been painting as much as you wanted to, and something inspires you. Or you smell something that reminds you of something from your childhood. Or you see something that says, wow, I haven't seen one of those for years.
Right. Or the taste. For me, the tastes are always fascinating. And I love going to grocery stores in different countries. I think it's so fascinating.
There's a lot of different things. Like, what's that?
Right. You know. What are the staples? How do people shop in different places? I just think it's so fascinating.
Prices.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I travel, I usually ask, what's the price of gas? What's the price of a container of milk?
Uh-huh.
Where do you get your power from? Where's the electricity come from? How do you get your water? These are different things than the touristy type of things. You're trying to meet a local and ask them about what their experience is. But we are talking about meeting a local, on June 7th, we're having our mixer at Stout Brothers in Santa Rosa from 5:30 to 7. We're going to have a presentation about our Ireland trip. Pat Carrigan will be there.
Uh-huh.
We'll have a little bit of nibbles. There'll be some good beer or alcohol that you can get for yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get a better idea on what's so special about this trip. Why should I go on this trip instead of going on my own? And the fact that you'll be going with other KSRO listeners, everything's included here. We have transfers from Sonoma County to the airport. You have your flights. You have your transfers. The only thing that's not included are souvenirs and any extra things you have to have or do.
And a couple of meals you will be on your own.
Yeah, a couple of meals.
Yeah.
But a lot of times you want to not eat with the group. You want to, you see a stand or a truck style location that I have to have one of those.
Right.
You know,
right.
And you just do that and then you're not hungry anymore.
Right. And you never know what you might find. Like when I went on my trip to Switzerland with my mom and my sister, we found this, we didn't know where we would go out to eat. And we found this place that happened to be absolutely hilarious. It had these like animatronic puppets and things that were singing on the walls. It was amazing. But it was like a regular pub, but it had these crazy things. And we just stumbled upon it. And that
pub, right?
But it was an experience that we didn't plan. And it was very memorable and fun. And the food was good, too. So it was a great time.
And like I said before, a lot of people, they think of the cost or they think of where they're going. The memories will be with you forever. They do not go away.
Yeah.
And 10 years from now, 15 years, you won't remember what you spent and things like that. So We will do layaways. So if you do want to go on this trip, you're saying, oh, how am I going to pay? You can pay $100 a month or $150 or whatever it is. And by the time your trip comes, it'll be paid off.
Right.
So you have to think about that as well. Mm-hmm. And life is short, and the experience will stay in your heart forever, in your memory. The prices are great. You're looking at $35.99 per person, sharing with a friend, a relative, a significant other, mm-hmm. sharing with another person. And if you're a solo traveler, the price is $4,049. So you have your own room. You don't have to worry about that person snores. This person is up at night. I'm up in the morning. You don't have to worry about anything like that. So there are benefits there, but you should come in here. If you're even considering it, come to our mixer at Stout Brothers on June 7th, 5:30 to 7 p.m. Meet Pat. Meet other KSRO listeners. Get an education. See what we're doing. See the slides. And come join us, because it's a fabulous trip. We are selling very quickly, and mm-hmm. there's not that many spaces left.
Okay.
So I encourage you to do this sooner than later if you're thinking. And like I said, just tell me you need to do installment payments. Mm-hmm. We do that. There's no extra charge for that. We don't charge anything extra.
Oh, that's good. That's good to know. So there's no like interest on those payments or anything.
Oh,
it
no.
just takes
no,
it
no, no.
little chips away at it. So it makes it easier and more affordable for you to afford it. But really, I mean, all the wonderful things that you get to do on this Ireland trip are pretty exciting. Visits, of course, in Dublin. When you look at the map of the different places that we're going in Ireland, like, you really are getting a great feel for the country. It's all over on the East Coast, on the West Coast, in the North. I mean, you really get a chance to go all over and really see what the country is all about. So that's pretty nice, too.
And if you do want to get some information, you can email me at ksro@travelwise.net, mm-hmm. and wise with a Z, so ksro@travelwise.net, or give me a call, 935-WISE, 935-9493. I'd be happy to get some information out to you. You can review it on your own free time, look at it, and then let me know, though, if you're coming to the mixer, because we want to make sure we have enough nibbles for everybody, mm-hmm. and enough seating set up so that when you get there, it's not
right
crowded or cramped or there's not enough food. And I don't like that.
I
come from where more food is better than less.
Right. So if you'd like to attend the mixer, and this is for the Shades of Ireland tour, which will be March 9th through the 18th in Ireland with Pat Carrigan, we'll be there. We'll actually be staying in a castle over St. Patrick's Day, which is incredible. This is in 2019. If you'd like to learn more about it, come to the mixer June 7th, 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Stout Brothers in downtown Santa Rosa, right there on 4th Street. But do let Elise know that you're going to make it. Just send her a quick email to ksro@travelwise.net. And TravelWise is TravelWize.net. Okay, so ksro@travelwise.net. And do you maybe have any specials or any upsells or anything
usually,
that might be happening?
Yeah, usually at our events, we do offer some prize drawings too.
Nice. Uh-huh.
We also usually offer a discount, which I believe I can coerce our sales rep to do that again.
Okay.
I'm very good at doing things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it would be great. We'd love to see you there. At worst case, even if it's not for you, come and meet us. Come and tell us about what you're planning and see if we can enhance your travels. And maybe we'll let you know what's up our sleeves for further on down, for maybe for 2020. Who knows?
Oh.
We haven't even gone that far yet.
Okay.
But we can help see what you want to do.
Yeah.
And then maybe we'll go that way.
I love that. And there's so many different places to go in the world. I mean, we're going on a culinary trip with Chef John Ash, which is going to be so amazing in October. We've got this Shades of Ireland tour. There will be additional tours because, you know, the KSRO group of travelers, they love to go. We love to grow that family of people who love to travel together and have those experiences. My mom has some buddies that she always travels with, and you know, it's just you build up those fun memories and those shared experiences, and they're great.
Yeah, and you find new friends. A lot of people say, well, I don't want to go by myself. It's not as much fun as when I go somewhere. So come, maybe you'll meet someone. Maybe you'll find someone you haven't seen in 10 years at one of our mixers. But we're an extended family. So even if you don't have family here, let KSRO be part of your family and your life. And come meet us. Come mingle. You never know what's around the corner.
Right. And there's no obligation. If you want to come and you want to just check out what Ireland is all about, learn about it, please. Just RSVP to KSRO at travelwise.net. And this will be for the June 7th mixer at Stout Brothers. Well, it's going to be so much fun, and we'll see you there.
Yeah, look forward to it.
All right. This is Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO.